Welcome back to the only podcast that recommends you wear a condom when listening. That's right, it's Hey Man, Nice Shirt, Nick Delicati in fucking flannel, Logan Ryan here with my new fucking hat. This ain't a hobby. This ain't a fucking hobby, boys. Let's go. What's up, Big Dick Nick?
Hey, what's up, little tiny Peter Logan? I don't know.
That doesn't rhyme at all. Jesus Christ.
Are we doing the rhyming thing today?
Can we be better? Just say Needle Dick the Bug Fucker. I mean, come on. Think of something that is just on par with the theme and the rhythm. I mean, you're better than that. Look at you. You got blue flannel on. You smell like marijuana.
Does this color make you nauseous?
You look like you that flannel. Just I picture just a Coors Light, marble red, in between rips from a bong right now, and you may or may not have just slapped your girlfriend. That's what that flannel tells me.
You know what, dude? It smells like clean linens is what it smells like. All right, so it smells good. It smells great. It's the most comfortable shirt I own. But the color, I do understand where you're coming from, because the color makes me a little nauseous, but I love it. I love the feel of the shirt. Colors, do you have that issue that colors make you nauseous a little?
Huh. I don't like how you asked that question. I don't think that's how you're supposed to ask questions. Can we try that again? You want to restart? You want to try that differently?
Okay. What foods can you think of that will make you salivate on demand?
Oh, like
hot
barbecue?
Sauce is one for me.
Okay.
Like barbecue? My mouth will fill up. Well, no, I'm not saying you like it. I'm saying, like, if you think about it, you're like, all right, if I dip my ranch in hot sauce mix, I'll salivate. And I could think like that, and it'll start pulling up under my tongue.
Hang on. If I dip my ranch in hot sauce mix. So you're...
Yeah.
I have more questions about that. How do you dip ranch into something? I mean, ranch is a dip.
It's, well, arguably not, but what I do is I put it on the plate. So I put a ranch, and then right next to it, I put hot sauce.
And then you mix it?
It's literally called, yeah, so if I have like a pierogi, a rogarino or something, I'll dip it in the ranch, because then the ranch will now pick up the hot sauce. If you dip the hot sauce first, it doesn't adhere to the dough as well, and so the ranch hot sauce mixes. But if you do that double dip, it's fucking genius. Try it out, people. Listen to me. I have a couple questions for you.
Hang on real quick, because I feel like these questions are going to require this, and I have to share this. I can't just crack
Hey, check me out. Check this out, bitches.
Dude, a little Samuel Adams. That looks like a winter brew. Is that what that is? A winter ale?
It's a Festbier. Smooth lager.
Yeah, so we're coming out for the Oktoberfest.
Fest beer, smooth lager.
God, you sometimes just shouldn't talk. Fest beer? So this is Absolution.
I'm going to show you.
Check this out, dude. Dude, look at that.
I like that guy.
A little play off of Nirvana, and it's a territorial hazing from Absolution. Flocking Great presents, that's what it says on the can. And then they got this cool little dinosaur looking guy. It looks like Loch Ness Monster, with a little play off of Nirvana's Nevermind album cover.
I haven't done this in a while.
Really, really got me excited about this one. So I had to pull the trigger on it. And obviously it's one of those labels I like. So it's
you do like that. I haven't done this in a while, but let me ask you this, Logan. Kurt Cobain?
Fuck, that's good. That's
and really Heath good. Ledger.
Yeah.
Kurt Cobain, died. Heath Ledger?
Yep.
Both super dead. Same vibes, though?
I don't think so. I think that here's the thing, is that I grew up with Kurt Cobain. He and I went to different high schools together. So it's one of those things I understand the genre. I understand what he was trying to do. But Heath, we went to different colleges together, and he's a different dude. He's just a different, different human being. But I have to say, I loved his performance of the Joker that seriously I could watch every day. He was so fucking good.
Didn't you just say, wait, you said Kurt Cobain and then you said the Joker?
No, Heath Ledger as the Joker. Heath.
Oh, maybe I.
Yeah, no, I don't think you heard that correctly. But
do you understand why I compare Heath Ledger and Kurt Cobain?
So, okay. No, you don't get that. Cobain fucking blew his brains out with a shotgun, and Heath Ledger decided he wanted one too many rips of fucking heroin. So, I don't understand where the connection is.
No, because there were people before they died. You know, they both were artists in their own right. But also, Kurt Cobain, that wasn't a suicide. That was a murder. Which one did the actress wife kill? That's Heath Ledger.
No, he OD'd too. Where are you getting your facts?
Which one? Who was dating the actress? That's Heath Ledger.
No.
The daughter Madeline together?
Okay, so Cobain was Courtney Love. Heath Ledger was who was he dating? Michelle Williams. That's who it was.
Heath Ledger just died. But Kurt Cobain was murdered. 100%.
There's no fucking chance.
He was murdered.
Is this a new conspiracy theory here?
New? Under what? No, sir. I'm so much more cultured than you are.
Okay.
I'm just different than you, and I mean this out of all due respect. I'm just different than you because I have the ability to not think of everything inside this tight little box. You know, I have a broad stroke with my imagination. Or my facts, or my way of thinking. Okay, I'm not saying you in particular. I'm just saying people like you, like simple folk. You know, the one way of thinking is, you know, you believe what you're fed, and you know, there's no second helpings. But to each their own. You know, I'm not saying this is a negative thing about you. I'm just saying the way I perceive the world is I take a lot of different things in. I sort them all out in my head. Steer through the BS. I latch on to facts or what could possibly be facts or facts that are hidden that aren't known just yet. I have a good way of sniffing those out in my frontal cortex. However, it's not everybody's cup of tea. You know, some people, laziness isn't just a physical thing. Okay. Laziness could be mental laziness as well. Now, and that's okay. You know, you don't always have to go above me. Thinking is hard sometimes. Sometimes you got to put yourself in uncomfortable positions in order to open up that book of opportunity. So I understand why not everybody wants to put in the opportunities or the hard work or think of things that are a little uncomfortable. I opt to do it because I like to be cultured and experienced and mentally fit, you know. Do I have the abs? Sure. Do I have big biceps? Absolutely. Do I have a toned back? Without question. But my best and favorite muscle is my calves. Right after that, it's my brain. So I work it all out. I have to. My frontal lobe, my cerebral palsy part of my brain, all of that is just as important as biceps and the show muscles.
Hey, still waiting to see the fucking biceps out of the strings that are hanging out of your fucking shirt. No, you can't even see the strings because you covered it with a flannel. So, all right. Okay. So where are you? So, okay. There's always going to be that question. And I appreciate that. I'm a big fan of, hey man, if somebody is saying something and you're like, I don't know if that adds up to question it. For sure, yes. Right? I mean, okay, absolutely. let's look at it. Let's get the facts. Let's gather the information and let's see what happens, right?
Unless it's the COVID vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Yeah, unless it's somebody saying, and Blue Banner. Unless it's the government saying, just take this It's fine. Have you done any tests? No, you don't ask questions. If you ask questions, we are going to destroy you. And thank you for the people that asked the questions, you know, Dr. McAuliffe and all of those out there that were out there just going, hey, I have a question. I have a question. And do you remember being in class and you raising your hand, being like, hey, I have a question about that. Did your teacher ever go, hey, you shut the fuck up and sit down? This isn't time for fucking questions, you piece of shit. That's what the government is doing with that. So thanks for the blue banner again. On Spotify. If you haven't followed.
Well, there's also some other people that ask the important questions, you know.
Back to Gobain.
Right off the top of the dome, Harvey Weinstein asked. Harvey Weinstein always asks questions. Would you like to come watch any showers?
I don't think he asked that question. I think it was a statement, and that's what got him in trouble. If he asked the question,
Hey,
is it okay for me to pull my penis out?
Do you want to be in another movie?
Maybe. Okay, so he didn't ask the right questions. That's where he fucked up.
Right.
He needs to ask questions better. Right. It's like, so I understand you want to be an actress. How do you feel about penis? That's not the right question.
You're not
going to
see it right
question.
Away. You're not going to.
Just maybe later.
That man is the only man that gotten. He's one of the men that got naked and you still didn't see his dick. it's not indecent exposure if you didn't see it. He's like, all you saw was belly and thighs.
And then just like this sea of just gross multicolored pube. And you're like, what do I do with that? And you're like, All right, so let's go back to the Cobain thing. Yes. Because you've tricked as somebody that grew up in that generation and remember that distinctively, because 97 was the year that I graduated. He was big influence in our lives and in my generation's lives in terms of music and all that stuff. I mean, just hearing the songs and listening to it was just he knew three chords, but we thought it was the fucking coolest thing ever. So where is your talk to me. Bruh.
Well, his wife Courtney Love had him killed or did it herself, and it's pretty widely known, and it was a big cover up, and she did it. She, if you Google Courtney Love and then just type K, it'll say Courtney Love killed Cobain. Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Nope. I'm looking at an article right now that had a Courtney Love hired a private investigator to investigate the murder or the suicide, because there were some false stuff. So she's like, okay, let me prove you guys wrong, because there were inconsistencies in the case. There weren't. Dude, he put a shotgun in his mouth and he pulled. There's no room for dispute here. I mean, it was pretty clear. He had a suicide note that he wrote.
I'm just saying, Courtney No Love, good old Courtney No Love, fucking put that shotgun in his mouth. She got him too high on heroin. He passed out. She held that gun where it looked like he was holding it and pulled that fucking trigger.
I just don't see it.
The suicide note, fake. That's as real as the JonBenet Ramsey suicide note or kidnapping note.
Dude. Hey, shout out to our fellow podcasters, Morbid, who probably 0% chance are listening to this because they have better things to do, like investigate different murders. I'm listening to the JonBenet. They redid their initial JonBenet thing. I'd forgotten a lot of these things. Holy shit. 100%. Well, I can't say 100%. I don't think the dad did it. I think mom did it.
Wait. You got to be careful, because apparently one of those family members sues everybody that says it. If you publicly say it, I don't want to get sued. I can't afford
to get sued. Here's my thing. Is that, like, look, I don't have any evidence, but my belief is that there's somebody in that household that did something. I think that's fucking free and clear. I think a little brother, there's just some sketchy shit that I listen to, and I'm like, okay.
So you don't think the dad did it?
No, fuck no. I think he's free and clear. I honestly do. I truly believe that he's kind of free and clear, and I feel like that he got manipulated by his wife, and I feel like she did it almost I that's my feeling. That's my gut is what's telling me.
So what do you think she planned on doing it? Do you think it just got out of hand? What are we thinking?
I don't know. I don't know. That's the thing I need to listen to more because I'm almost done with their first episode on it. The second one I have to listen to, which is the theories and kind of goes into the different things. I don't know. I think a couple things. One, the police department definitely botched everything, right? I mean, in terms of tightening up the crime scene and number one, number two, if it's a like protocol, immediately should be, we're going to separate these two. We're going to put, you know, Mr. Ramsey over here, Mrs. Ramsey over here, and we're going to question you separately. That's number one. Mm-hmm. They didn't do that. I could have been walking down the street and been like, hey guys, what's going on? And walked into the house and like started cleaning, like their friend did, came in and started cleaning the kitchen. So, okay. You got to lock that it's place
insanity.
Up.
That's insane.
Yeah. It's just weird, right? Here's the thing with law enforcement. Here's one of the things that I think that we really need to talk about and needs to be addressed is that I love what law enforcement does most of the time, but I feel like some of the time they need to take the benefit of the doubt, right? I can't tell you how many stories I've heard that someone calls up and said, hey, XYZ is missing. And they're like, well, it hasn't been 48 hours yet. Okay. If that person is calling and saying that XYZ is missing, they know XYZ way better than the police department does, for sure. So if I'm calling up and saying, hey,
how to spell that last name, you don't know that person at all.
Yeah, you don't fucking know them at all. And you're an idiot. So just, hey, if I'm telling you they're missing, it's because I believe it. And I understand there's resources and it's like, all right, well, now I got to spend time going chasing this down. Maybe they did just go fuck off for a weekend and bang some hookers in Las Vegas and do a whole truckload of cocaine. But I was concerned. I was concerned for their well-being. They hadn't checked in. Normally they text me. It's like, okay, I didn't know you were in Vegas blowing hookers and doing cocaine. Doing hookers and blowing cocaine? How? Blowing hooker cocaine. When was the last time you had a hooker blow, like take a line off your dick?
Never.
Is that on your bucket list?
Never. Nope. Not even a little bit.
Huh. What are some things that are on your bucket list, Nick? I got to know this. I want to know.
Wait. I got my theories. I got to tell you my theories. You can't tell me your theories. I got my theories about this case.
Which one?
So let me tell you my theories.
Oh, we're going back to JonBenet?
JonBenet, right? Yeah. So my theories are as followed. Because if you listen to like, so I did a recent deep dive on it.
Oh, I like when you get in there.
Yeah,
you're
I did.
Just, yeah, did you I did, tickle I did a little bit? You get in there and you tickle
it? I watched like the interview on the Dr. Phil interview with, what's his face? Burke? Is it Burke Ramsey?
Yeah, the son?
The brother.
Yeah. Or the brother. Yeah. Well, John's son, John Ramsey's son. So it would have been the sister's brother.
Yeah. So it's right. JonBenet's brother.
So it would have been.
He was nine at the time.
Yep.
He
was apparently asleep
the entire time. And there's evidence that he was not.
Correct.
So that's fishy. You don't lie about little. Everybody keeps saying, like, why do you lie about all these little things? The pineapple, right? Why was it like, did you go out downstairs and eat pineapple? And they're like, no, I swear to God, I didn't eat pineapple. So people are like, you did though, because it's on the counter. So like, why lie about little things? So they're always constantly like, it's just so stupid. Why? I'll tell you why you lie about little things. When he was asked about it, he always says, like, even now, he's like, I can't remember. I don't know. I can't remember. You remember if you ate pineapple or not. And also, it was pineapple in milk. It was a bowl of milk with cut up pineapple in it. That's disgusting, A.
Nick, how old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay. So if I said, hey, when you were 9 years old, on this specific day, right, just find a day when you were nine, and, you know, maybe something happened, maybe something didn't, right? Maybe there was something that went on. Are you going to remember every fucking detail of that day? I'm telling you right now, 0% chance. I remember random details of random days, But I'm telling you, yeah, most of those are because someone reminded me to remember that, and it's a memory of a memory of my thoughts of that memory.
Okay, but here's the thing. There's also a couple things. We could say that if something as worldwide news happened to you in like that instance, you remember every fucking detail because you're living it for the next 4 weeks and you don't even sleep. That's one. Second,
okay, and to that, hang on real quick, not to interrupt.
Oh, God.
But no, I'm going to support you. I'm supporting you right now because I remember when I was in Fresno and I was there when my dad passed. And I remember we ordered Chinese food and nobody ate any of the Chinese food because we got it. We had a couple bites and then we went in and checked on my old man and he, that was it. He gave in, which he needed to do because he was holding on and he didn't need to hold on. And so I remember distinctly ordering Chinese food and knowing that I'm never going to order Chinese food from this place ever again. So yes, that, but that was 4 years ago? That was 4 years ago. So that's a little bit different than an 8 or 9 year old memory.
I'll be honest, dude, that was so much more sad for me than talking about a murdered 6-year-old. I gotta be honest. That hurt me so much more than a fucking dead 6-year-old, and I apologize for saying that, but
well, because we're close and I get it, and not to bring it down, but it was I understand that mindset, why you would think that, but I can also think back to being 8 years old, right, when my grandfather passed, and fucking zero clue. I couldn't tell you anything about that day. I have no memory of that day. I have memories kind of after, but I don't remember. I legitimately could not remember going from Pennsylvania to Northern California. I know I did it, but if you were to say these are the details, it'd be like, yeah, okay, that sounds about right. Was I on a plane? I have fucking no idea.
The difference is you aren't being talked to constantly by investigators. You aren't in a situation where you're in a police department being ripped apart by investigators and trying to know every detail. That happened right away.
That's a good point.
Those investigators talked to him like that day. You know what I'm saying?
But hang on a second.
From that day, for the next years that this shit was unsolved, he constantly got talked to.
But if his parents said, hey, you need to go to your room and you need to be asleep, as a 9-year old kid, if you're scared, and you listen to your parents, you're like, I'm going to bed. And they're like, do not come out until we come get you. Guess what that fucking 9-year old kid's doing? He's going in his room and he's going to stay there until someone fucking comes and gets him.
That's right, because you can imagine the fucking mayhem that just took place when he's downstairs and his fucking parents are, A, trying to hide a murder or watching them murder. Hold on. Okay, go ahead, Logan. Go ahead.
But as a parent, if you think that your kid has been kidnapped, are you fucking kidding me? If I thought that my kid had been kidnapped and I have two kids, that other kid is... They're awake. I'm holding them. They are not out of my sight, fucking ever.
Yeah, that's why they didn't think that's the other kind of kidnapped. But here's what I'm saying. So here's my theory. My theory is that everybody freaks out about why were they lying about all these little things, like did you eat pineapple, yada yada yada. And it came out that JonBenet ate pineapple that night. It was still undigested in her stomach, right?
All
right. So yeah. She ate pineapple. Okay. And they were like, Burke, did you cut the pineapple? Somebody had to cut it. And a 6-year-old didn't cut a fucking pineapple like that. So did you cut it? And he's like, I can't remember. I can't remember if I had pineapple. And people are like, dude, if you had pineapple, just say you had pineapple. Why is he lying? Like, it doesn't matter. It's not a big detail. But what I believe is, now I'm not saying that he did it, because there's that theory that like, maybe it was his pineapple and she came down. He snuck down. The theory goes. because there was that flashlight that was on the big, like, cop-looking flashlight that was, like, on the counter as well, that they didn't even think it was theirs because they never see it all. Like, they never see that fucking flashlight. It's in, like, it's under the staircase in, like, a little table. And that was somehow on the table as well, on the counter as well. So the theory is that he snuck down in the middle of the night when he wasn't supposed to, right? And he didn't want to turn on all the lights to get a snack and, like, wake up his parents. So he grabbed the flashlight right out the bottom of the stairs, used that, cut the pineapple. JonBenet came down as well and was like, give me some pineapple. And he was getting tired of her eating his pineapple. So he hit her in the top of the head with the flashlight. And then she wasn't dead from that. And then that obviously caused the commotion. The mom came down, finished the job, yada, yada. Okay. That's one of the theories. Oh. I don't know if I buy that theory. My thought is why he's lying about the pineapple so much is obviously his parents are like, you didn't see fucking anything. Do not let, you know, you never were down here. You slept all night. That is your story. Go back to bed. So if he admits to being awake and eating that pineapple, people are like, so you were downstairs. It's not that get out of jail free card. Like, I was sleeping. I was sleeping the whole time. I have no idea. Because that's the easiest thing to make a 9-year-old do is lie by just saying, your only thing you know is you went to bed that night and you woke up when investigators were here. Like, that's it. That's the easiest get out of jail free card for that. Yeah, so if he says, I did have pineapple, though it seems minuscule, he is now admitting that he was down there at one point. He didn't sleep through the night like everybody's saying that they are saying that he did. So there's that.
Okay, here's my issue with that, though, right? You have a kid. You have kids. They're not old enough yet.
Mm-hmm.
I have kids. All of them are within that range. I'm thinking of my 9-year-old right now. There's 0% chance I would trust her with a fucking knife to cut a pineapple at whatever o'clock it was. Zero. None. And if they came down and I caught them cutting a pineapple, I would be... It's like, hey, they know better. They know that, hang on, these things are deadly ass sharp. And the other side of it is that, okay, if you're pissed at your sister, why not take the sharp knife and be like, hey, fuck off, and like cut her finger off, or, you know, stab her, whatever. I mean, I'm not saying that's the right move.
The theory is he just got so heated, like, and like didn't think about it.
Hit her with a flashlight? Like, I don't like that. I'm not buying it.
Stop. Well, the dimensions of that flashlight matches up the crack in her skull too. It matches perfectly. Yeah. But it was like a kid's thing of like, stop doing that and hit and like, oh fuck, I fucked up, you know? But
that's recoverable.
So, but again, like as the parent that as what's that?
That's recoverable. It's bad. You fucked up. She didn't die from that. She died from asphyxiation.
Yeah, but she almost died from that too. Like blow, it crushed her skull.
I just don't buy that a 9-year-old.
Do you think a 9-year-old can crush
a skull? Can create that much force?
Right. So there's that. But my point being with this whole point
That's a lot.
The kid obviously was awake at one point. Like it's almost proven, and I will get to why it's proven that he was awake. Yep. Is the point is that they want to just be like the kid. Burke, you're asleep all night. This way he doesn't have to get caught up in questioning and, you know, wait, you said you were down here with the pineapple. What time was that? And then, you know, they start dissecting it and he can't think on the fly because he's a kid.
No,
you know?
He's a kid.
So the excuse is you never were here. You just slept all night. That's why he's lying about the pineapple.
Okay.
However, remember that it's almost like proven indefinitely is because on that 911 phone call,
that's what I was going to get at. The 911 call, the three
they
voices.
Never hung up. It was like the old, it was that old like landline where it has to click and it never clicked. And though it was very, very staticky, NASA took it and like went and cut out a lot of the white noise. And
yep.
I don't think it's like NASA, 60 yep. people all claim, I think it was NASA.
I'm pretty sure I don't think it was NASA.
Okay, experts of some sort.
Oh, for sure. And individually, that's the other thing is that they didn't just like say, here's a group full of people. But it was individually they went in and said, and every single one of them came together with their notes and said, this is what we hear. It's not like it was a big group full of people and somebody said something to influence the others. It was no individually, this is what it is. And,
So he's basically on that recording too. Like, it sounds like his voice on that recording saying, what did you find or something like that?
Yeah. So,
there's that.
No. It's, what do you say? Shit. Oh, damn it.
I thought it was, what did you find?
No, it's close to that. It's really close to that.
I think Patsy, the mother, said, like, okay, I called, now what? And then the father being like, I'm not talking to you. And then, well, what did you find? Said Burke or something like that. But it's just easier to say you were asleep the whole night, yada, yada, yada. So my thought, there's that other theory that she wet the bed and Patsy got so mad in the bathroom at her that she like slammed her head against that big tile tub. And then she was like, oh, fuck, I think I killed her. So how do I buy time? So she made up the fake, she strangled her, made up the fake ransom note. And then I guess her thoughts were, if all of the investigation and all the police are out searching for her, we have now time to get rid of the body, do whatever we want. But at that point, why don't you just do it right when it happened, in the middle of the night when nobody's around? Why would you call police to your house where she's in the basement?
Yeah, it's really interesting, right? That is a, I don't know. I feel like there's that case. Part of the, yeah, there's part of the pageant world, right? I think is kind of part of that. Yeah, and so, I don't know. It's a funky thing. I know that John Ramsey and Burke, they have put together some resources and are encouraging people to test the DNA and test the evidence and do that stuff, because I mean DNA is going to be there. I don't know. I still think it's a mom. That's my theory. I think she just kind of, just the way that she was acting throughout the whole thing was very.
Do you think the mom acted alone though? Now hold on. What if there were some other people in that house though? But what if there was another man in that house?
Oh, maybe it could have been. Absolutely, there could have been.
Maybe John Burke is sleeping. Maybe he went to bed.
Yeah, maybe she's banging the pool boy or something. Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? But I don't know. I feel like this is one of those cases that it's going to get solved potentially, but it's one definitely that we can learn from and from a police standpoint and go, okay, we can do better.
Yeah, they fucking bomb.
Yeah.
I think we had another
question.
Better.
What was your other question? You had another question. You had two questions. Was that one of them, by the way? Or did we just get totally fucking sidetracked?
We got totally
again,
sidetracked for the last half hour.
Like 30 minutes in and
perfect fucking, segue, though. We could all do a little better. And I wanna ask you, am I doing well or am I not handling a certain situation properly?
Oh boy.
My son is 2 3/4, okay? So he's a kid. He's a young boy.
Can we just say almost
he's got
three?
Glasses. He's 3 in December. He's got glasses, like these really cool glasses, but he's got to wear glasses. So he stands out. He's a really good looking kid, but he stands out because he's got glasses. We started taking him to parks because he's, you know, we get that he's a little young for like parks and playgrounds with all like older kids playing around, but start getting him out there, you know, like. He's a very social kid. He loves to play with kids, and he plays great with them. And every time that we take him there, it's great kids, older kids, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. They always are attracted to him, and they help him out. And, you know, like, you know, when they see that we're all running and jumping off these crazy things and doing crazy kid shit, he's like a little baby that's, like, trying to keep up and – got to be careful because he'll fall down the stairs or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So it's always been great. we struck out today. It was a crowded park. You know, there's probably 30 kids running around, and we struck out because he got bullied, and he got bullied hard.
Really?
Bullied hard. So yeah, I'm going to drink because it's stressing me out.
So did you pick up the bully kid and throw him over the fence or at least punt him?
So this is really what I did. So I saw him. There was like a group of kids that were all like from separate families, but like clearly, but they were all like playing together. My son and one kid, oddly enough, dressed completely head to toe as like he was Spider-Man. Mask on, the whole thing. Nobody knows who this kid is.
Yeah.
So, but there was this group of boys, probably, I think like six of them, ranging from, there had to be like a 9 or 10 year old. There was a couple there's like a 5 year old and like a couple 6 year olds or 7 year olds. I'm not good at judging, ages, but all older, right?
Okay.
And, you're like, that kid was 18. I was like, oh, he was lying.
That motherfucker was 30.
Yeah. He had more facial hair than you. Like, damn.
he doesn't belong in the park playing with boys. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, there's this group of kids, right? And my son like went up to them, and at first they were very, not very welcome, but they were like, hey, what up, or whatever kids do. And now my son is like trying to do what they're doing. You know, they're roughhousing, whatever. So he'll watch one fall, and he'll like fall by himself or whatever. Then I'm watching them, and they start like picking on him, like actually picking on him. And I was like, don't like that. But what are you going to do? You brought your kid to a park. Kids are going to be kids. You know, you can't intervene all the time. Let kids be kids, you know, as long as it's like just kids being assholes or like just whatever. Nothing crazy. You let the kids work it out, because I do believe that kids need to work it out. When one kid steals a toy, you want, like, really, don't freak out. Relax. Yep. We'll iron it out.
Yeah.
So I'm just keeping an eye on it, but they are starting to like pick on him and like push him a little bit and just like make fun of him a little bit. Mm. And because like my son was getting super excited because they're all running around laughing, and he's like getting excited too. And when my son gets excited, sometimes he'll just scream, like just like, randomly scream. Yeah, just having fun screaming.
Yep.
And I get it. They were like, what is this guy doing? And somebody, I swear to God, one of them said he's going to be an arson when he gets older. I said, how do you know what that is? But don't like, fuck you, but okay, whatever. And then another one said, like a couple minutes later, said something along like the lines of like, what is that weirdo keep screaming for? And I was like, you're all screaming. But again, gonna leave it, because my son's having fun not realizing that he's getting picked on. And then the oldest kid there, like he was like 9 or 10 and like a big boy, my son is like on the ground, like on his hands and knees, and now they're up in the playground and I'm down below, not hovering over, but just watching from afar. And my son is like bent down, and the kid just kicks him in the face. Kicks him in the face. So I immediately walk over. Now my wife's with our daughter in the stroller on the other side of the playground in the shade. And I immediately walk over and I go, hey, bud, don't ever, ever kick my son in the face again. And he's like, he got like real quiet because he's a child. Yeah. And he was like, oh, I didn't mean to. I was like, no, you did. I just watched you do that again. I just watched you do that on purpose. And if I see you do that again, there's going to be issues.
Yeah.
And then...
tears.
So yeah, so like I don't know whose kid, there's parents around, but I don't give a fuck. So I walked back to like by the fence, you know, just watching again the gate, and I see this kid constantly looking over at me, looking, he wants to go, so he'll look at, see if I'm looking. So I'm like, this motherfucker's just waiting for me to look away so we could do something again.
Yeah.
Then all the other boys are around and they're like roughhousing, so my son's like roughhousing a little bit, you know, there's like a stool or like some sort of seat up in the playground. And like they're all taking turns, like, nope, my seat, and then sit, nope, my seat, and they push each other off, whatever. Then they just start fucking wailing on my kid.
What?
And so at this point, my wife comes back around. She's like, is everybody good up there? I'm like, yep, I'm watching them. And then they just start fucking wailing on my son, like punching him in the head. So I run up the fucking slide, and they were hitting him so hard his glasses fell off. And here comes Spider-Man. I don't know whoever the fuck, where the hell Spider-Man came from, but he's a real life playground like vigilante, because he takes my son's glasses, puts them right back on his face, and I'm like, thank you, Spider-Man. But I run up the fucking slide and I sit my son back up, and I said, if anybody ever hits my son again, everybody is going home, and I'm watching every parent take you out and throw you in their cars. And I was like, oh, okay, hold on. My wife's like, oh shit. He's just yelling at all these fucking kids in front of the parents. But I was like pissed. And I pointed at each one of them in their face. And I was like, so help me God, if I see you hit my son again. And I was like, I went back down, and my wife was like, oh my God. She's like, I don't know if you should have said that. And I was like, that was the best thing I could think of. I was like, because I went up there and my fist was closed. My fist was closed when I went up the slide. And I was like, I almost hit children. Like, I almost hit them.
Oof. Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So now I'm thinking back. And I'm
dark
like,
episode. I'm like, hang on a second. We got to take a timeout for a second. Just really just think about this for a second. This is a dark episode. A
breather.
Because I'm telling you right now.
It feels good, though.
It kind of does. I remember there. We were, and I don't know how to say this. I don't want you to take this the wrong way. I really don't, because I love you. I think you're a phenomenal father, and I would have probably done the same exact thing without question. But I can remember. There was one kid that was out in the street. So our kids will go out and play in the street. We'll play with neighborhood kids, and they all have fun. They play basketball. They play tennis a little bit. They'll play whatever. I mean, they go out there and they have a good time. And they really enjoy all the neighborhood kids. One of the boys, he said something. He's like, what did he say? I don't remember. He was just, and it's a kid being a kid, right? He was probably, right. I think he's probably 11 years old, right? And he goes, this is fucking bullshit. And I stand up and I go, hey, watch your mouth. And apparently I can be intimidating. So he looked at me, his eyes were as fucking wide as saucers. He started crying and went inside, and he didn't come back outside and play with the other neighborhood kids, I swear to God, for fucking 2 weeks.
Well, here, this is the question though. The question is if, am I putting myself in other parents' shoes, where if like some random parent started yelling at my son at the playground, I'd be like, would I be like, back the fuck off my son?
Yeah. Or, so that's a thing, am I in right?
It's hard because do you realize that your son, you guys just jumped my kid. Like, my son was hurt. Like, he was like getting upset. He was holding his face.
Oh, fuck. And God, I was like, no, absolutely
nobody's
going to
fucking hit my kid. So my wife was like, yo, like, parents are going to like that. And I was like, but like, she was on my side. She was like, good, I'm glad you stopped that, obviously.
Yeah.
But she's
like,
I'm surprised no parent came over and said anything to you. And I was like, and I was still heated. I was like, I fucking dare them. Tell them to come over and talk to me, because I'll say the same thing about their shithead fucking kids. And I'm like, I'm so willing to fight like somebody over my son. Like, and I'm not an aggressive guy.
So,
but like,
so the only thing that
it's like the first time that I'm like watching my son get hit.
Yeah, I think the only thing that I would have done differently is that if I saw some kid kick one of my kids, I would have looked at that kid that did it, and I would have said, show me where your parents are right now. And again, I have, and the kids, my kids, say this, my wife says it, is that I have that really kind of intimidating, like, dad voice, and he would have got full
stern,
dad voice.
You have a stern voice. Yeah. You
got
a stern voice.
Apparently, I mean, I'm not, I don't mean this disrespectfully, but I'm 6 feet. I'm pretty big, and I got a beard, and it can be super intimidating for a small child. So I can only imagine that.
Your ankles go up to your hips. So
fair. That's fair. That's fair. So if I'm wearing jeans, I'm definitely more intimidating, right? But,
yeah.
But I mean, I've gotten like, and I felt bad. So when I yelled at that one kid and I said, "Hey, watch your mouth," I felt bad, right? Because I didn't want him to not play with everybody. I just like, hey, dude, just watch your mouth. But it was like that knee jerk, like, hey, man, don't.
Yeah.
I mean, the little one's out there. She's 9. And it's one thing if I slip and say shit every once in a while, but I don't need some. Yeah.
Kids know the difference of an adult doing something and a fellow child who, you know, they are supposed to be equals, so, you know, do something. If they do something, why can't I do it? Well, you have that excuse. I'm an adult. I could do that because I'm an adult.
I do what I want.
I own this house. I own this house.
I look at this little kid. I do what I want, motherfucker. Now go get your fucking parent.
Yeah.
So I can give
them taxes to get this road paved. I don't think so.
I tell you what. I just sharpen these elbows. Go get your fucking dad right now and tell him to come over here because he and I are going to have words.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
So that's how I would have handled that. If that first instance of my watching my child get kicked, I would have grabbed that. I wouldn't have grabbed him. I would have gone over to that kid and I would have gotten the best scary dad voice that I could muster and be like, hey, go get your, show me who your parents are now. Just that full, just like, you can tell I'm pissed and I'm holding back and it's going to boil over. You need to fix this immediately. I would have made him cry. I would have made that little fucking kid cry.
That's what it is. It's like, I was so almost so willing to like grab a kid. Like, it's so crazy. I'm like,
that's crazy,
it's
right?
Scary. It's a scary thought. You're like, holy shit. I never thought I would ever lay fingers on a kid. And I'm like about to grab you by your collar, son. Cause like,
dude, I thought you were gonna say you walked over, you picked him up by his shirt, just grabbed him, or by his pants, right? And just picked him up and just walked over and said, and just held him up like a prize. And he'd been, hey, whose piece of shit is this? Just like walked, just displayed him, just like, hey, and watch. You know what the worst thing would have been? The nice, sweet gay couple would have came over to you. A couple dudes came over to you and just been like, hey, that's Charles. Is there a problem? And you're like, fuck, now this is going to turn into a hate crime. That's great.
He hit my son because I'm gay. No. Well, I got one better than that. I got one better than that. All right, Logan?
Jesus.
I got one better than that. What would have been worse if I would have grabbed that little nine? If I would have grabbed that little 9-year-old and held his collar over my fucking head like a prize, and I said, whose fucking kid is this? Right? He would have been like, hey, stop stretching out my collar. And his feet would have still been on the ground. His feet would have still been on the goddamn ground. And I'm the little dad sitting over here like. That would have been the worst.
That scenario works for me because I'm 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work for you. You just like hold him up. And he's just like, hey, man, you stretched out my shirt, bro. Yeah.
He's like, my dad just got me this Mickey Mouse shirt. He's going to be pissed, dude.
Oh, like, dude. That's just, that's. Like,
Stop walking away.
Dude, that's weird. But, dude, I'm right there with you. And I think it's, you always have to take the high road, number one. And number two is, I'm not opposed to flicking an ear.
Flicking an ear.
Just getting in. So here's my theory. Here's my thing.
My wife said it too. She was like, you were like, my wife said, she's like, you weren't going to hit the kid, right? I was like, dude, I think I was going to hit the kids. Maybe. I think when I ran up that slide, I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for Spider-Man putting my son's glasses back on, whoever the fuck Spider-Man is,
dude, Spider-Man was like full Spider-Man.
Was full in a Spider-Man costume and jumping around and doing all the acrobats like Spider-Man does. But if it wasn't for him who leveled me out, like, by, you know, upon sight,
yeah,
I don't know if I would have fucking pushed all these kids. They were like hitting my son and like jumping him. He's 2. He's fucking 2.
So I think that the advantage that you have is you go in, you're just a little bit taller than they are. So you can probably hip check a couple of them and just kind of get them out of the way real quick. And it, nobody would have noticed. They were like, oh, look at all these boys just playing. These boys will be boys. Just some boys being dudes. They're just hanging out. Like, and then you're just like, hey, that one has a little bit. No, that's not enough facial hair for him to be a man. He's fine.
Wait, that man's got a lot of scars.
I feel like you could have got away with some shit. But then they look at your thighs and they're like, hang on a second.
I got nice thighs. I got thick
those
thighs.
Those are bigger than boy thighs. I don't know. Yeah, I feel thighs. Like he. I got thick thighs. Yeah, you got some thighs, bro. I'm impressed. Because
I got rugby thighs. Yeah, I got rugby thighs.
I get you. All right, so that was question one. You said you had two questions. I don't know how I feel. About the second one.
I don't know about my other question.
Is it going to be child abuse, or are we going to talk about some other shit? Or I got a question for you. Tell me what you want to do.
I want you to ask me, because we've talked a lot about what I want to talk about today.
Oh, goodness gracious. So this isn't at all in theme with what we were talking. Maybe I have another question that might be more in theme. Fuck it. Do you wash your fruits? So you have kids. So we're talking about kids. We're talking about family. So if you buy a bag of grapes.
You must live in my goddamn house. You must have my shit tapped. 2 days ago, this happened 2 days ago. This conversation happened between the woman that lets me continuously have sex with her.
Continuously?
I feel and like my wife, been... my wife brought it up too.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Yeah, no.
She's not going to like that.
She's going to hate that. She's going to fucking hate every second. And she should hate that. And I should get punished for that, because that is not a nice thing to say, but it's just for the joke.
She's going to give you pink eye. That's what's going to happen.
Cheat on my wife.
Dude, the next time you guys are in the 69 and she's upper deck, she's going to just be like, yeah. You'd be like, did you just fart, babe? You're like, yeah. Remember that time you said that the woman I get to have sex with frequently, and then my wife also is, yeah, fuck you. Here's a little fucking pink eye, you piece of shit.
Yeah. No, dude, I'm so comfortable twice. And I love saying it. She doesn't fart like that. She does not fart like that. I said, God damn. All right. I said, sweetheart, whoa, shit.
Wow. Yeah, little piece come out with that? I mean, do you get the little flying bits?
Speaking of my wife's asshole, I got to.
You got to answer the question first, though. Hang on, I asked you a question.
I have to say this. I have to say this. So
speaking of your wife's asshole.
Well, yeah, speaking of my wife's asshole. When she was pregnant, she had to get tests, right? And sometimes they swab some areas or whatever, right? Or they do tests. Yada, yada.
Sure.
Things go in different areas. I don't know why shit goes in the back door, but sometimes it does.
That doesn't make sense. Maybe I feel like that's just a weird pervy doctor. That's a pervy doctor is what that is.
No, but it.
Are you sure?
I don't even know if it was her OB that did it. I think it was like a normal. She was just sick or something. She went to the. I don't remember. Anyway, what I do remember about the appointment is she got something up the stinker. Okay.
Okay.
And she said it hurt so goddamn bad. It hurt her so fucking bad. And I think she was playing it up in her head a little bit, but she's like, why did something that like that hurt? And I was like, and this is what I said in front of company. And I wish I didn't, because I didn't think about it. And I said, because think about it. Your butthole is so used to doing this. It's so used to one way traffic. You know, your butthole has always done this its whole life. So the one time a car drove the other way and it went, it had no idea how to react, and that shit hurt, you know? So, and she said, please don't ever, because here's the thing, is I did this motion far too many times. I went, your butthole, babe. I said, babe, your butthole is so used to doing this. And everybody's, and like, I was conscious enough of my surroundings to know that everybody was staring at me, but I didn't know my next line. I didn't know where the story was going to go because I didn't think about it. So while I was thinking about it, I just kept going, and I was like, all right, it's going to come to me soon.
We're going to get there.
And I said, a car going the other way. So.
No, it's not good.
Yeah. And it wasn't my family that knows my jokes. It was her family that does not live in state.
Oh, boy.
They were visiting. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, you probably could have simplified that and made that just better. But I don't know. I thought you were going way different.
I complicate it.
I thought you were going to say, well, I feel like he's just not used to anything that big going in there.
No. Well, true, but no. All right, so washing fruit. Let's stop talking about my wife's asshole. It's a good asshole.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, washing fruit. So you go to your local grocer, and you're like, oh,
sure.
They have grapes on sale. I'm going to buy this bag of grapes. And then as you're shopping for other things, are you pulling the grapes off and then popping one or two in your mouth before you go to the check stand?
I am, because, dude, I'm trying to lower the price. That goes by weight. I'm eating like 6, 7, 8, 9.
That's right.
I've eaten an apple like out of the bag.
Half a bag before. Like a half a bag of grapes, and you're just like, I don't know why it's so, this is just one of them lean bags. They're like, why all of the stems are here? Like the grape plugs.
But I do,
are still...
I'm smart though. What I
All right. You what trash do, it, though, you just like is... dump it in the dairy aisle as you're walking by to pick up that half gallon of milk. Are you taking the extra stems and just kind of tossing them behind the thing?
No, I am so aware of my surroundings, Logan. Mm. Like I said, it goes back to me just being able to really exercise my big brain. I know that we're being watched. If you're eating something out of the cart, there are cameras watching you from each aisle as you go from aisle to aisle.
Are there?
Of course. Oh, my God. Yeah. They're crazy about that shit. They have full offices in grocery stores that watch customers, and they'll radio down like, this guy's stealing or whatever, this guy's got a ham in his pocket, something, you know, a couple ham steaks went missing in that guy's cart.
I put a lot of ham steaks in my
what
pockets.
I do is I am so fucking smart that I play dumb. I am so goddamn intelligent that I know my ticket out of here is a little bit of ignorance. Okay
So I like what this. I do. I like where you're going with this. I like
I'll eat a third of that bag of grapes, right?
Okay.
Free meal, baby girl.
That's a lot. A lot of
but
grapes.
What That's I will do is, now I got later. My son, right?
Yeah.
Well, I give him to the kid. I take some, whatever.
Okay.
I keep that bag. I will pay for those 2/3 of that bag, right?
Oh, sure. As you should.
Maybe but it's... what I will also do, because that's... They just watched me go around this whole store eating those grapes, and they know up in the higher ups, they know that shit goes by weight. So they're like, this motherfucker is stealing. What I do is I'll now crack the box of cookies as well. I'll give my son one goddamn cookie.
Mm.
So then when I go up to the register, I pay for those fucking cookies too. But when I go up to the register, those cookies were already in my cart. Those were getting purchased regardless.
Not by the pound.
But I give him one, even though I don't care if he wants it or not. He gets those cookies. Like,
it's not by the pound.
I don't care if he's like, I'm not in the mood for a cookie right now.
Yeah. Box price.
It's a box. But what I do is I give him one cookie, and he's like, Dad, I'm good. I'm full on grapes. I'm like, nope, eat this goddamn cookie now. And I'll make it look like he wanted it.
Yep.
And when I get up to the register, I'm like, hey, I'm sorry. My son, you know, he opened the box, but no big deal. And they always find that so honorable in the register. They're like, he ate them, but here's the, you know, here's the rest. So we pay full price for those cookies. We were getting those cookies regardless, right?
Right.
Those grapes. I just played off those grapes.
So because I do a similar thing.
If somebody stops me, I could always be like, no, I paid for it. Of course. Like, yeah, we my son was a little hungry, so we did eat a little bit, but of course I'm still paying for it. I paid for it. Oh, they go by weight. I'm sorry. You saw me open up the box. It's cookie. I'm sorry. All right. Now I know. I do apologize. My wife usually does the grocery shopping. I don't, you know, I'm just dad of the year today. I didn't work two jobs today, but here I am.
Number one, I've never been questioned for eating 7 grapes or even a third of a bag of grapes in a grocery store. And if I had, I'm still going to go with the, I'm 6 feet tall. I got a beard and fuck you. You going to say something to me? You little check stand
that,
bitch.
That works.
You gonna fucking say something to me? Huh? You gonna say something? Huh? No?
Well,
you're
no,
not?
It'll
okay,
be
that's
like
what
the managers that say something.
He wants to keep his job. That's the most important thing. And I feel like it's a manager from, like, it's the same guy from Office Space who manages the tchotchkes where Jennifer Aniston works. He's like, we need to talk about your flair. You know, it's, bro. I can take you in the parking lot anytime. You got an issue with me taking a couple grapes? You want to go take this outside? How about that? How about we take these grapes outside? Huh? Yeah? Yeah. That's what I thought.
Wow, you're getting me so hard right now. Holy shit.
But the question still remains, Nicholas, is
do we
why are you hard? And two, is so when you get home and in your household, now that you've purchased these grapes from your local grocer or any other fruit for that matter,
should we
do
wash
you just
them?
Give them to your kid, or are you washing them?
I just got into, I said we'd mentioned this 2 days ago. I am not the let's wash this shit before we eat it, because it's, to me, it's stupid. If you get an apple, right, you take that apple out. Yeah. That shit almost has like a waxy coat over it, right?
Okay.
You've run it under water, it just beads up. The water just beads up over it.
Right.
It's all the shit that they put on these fruits and vegetables so animals or insects don't eat them, right? And they keep them fresh. A little spritz of fucking water ain't doing dick. It ain't doing shit.
Exactly.
It's not doing anything. But now here's this, Logan. Are you a good husband?
Well, I tend to think so. I mean, yeah, take care of my lady.
If your wife says, "Please, did you wash that?" So your wife gets annoyed at that because that's her. She's like, "You gotta wash the fruits. You gotta wash the vegetables." All right, pick and choose your battles. I'm just gonna go and give it to the kid. Did you wash it? Yeah, look, it's still soaking.
Oh yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Nope. I'm not going to.
I am such a piece of shit, though. I have actually turned the water on, turned it off, and never even put the fruit under it.
Oh, yeah. No, I've done that.
It's the same bathroom trick.
That.
Like, you know, like when you pee?
Oh, yeah.
When you pee in your own house, you're like,
wash your hands. You just turn the water on real quick and then just make it sound like you're washing your hand. Fuck. Yes. 100%.
You look in the mirror like this. You start stretching out your skin. Do I have any pimples to look at? No, I'm okay.
I'm
100% turn the water back off.
Like,
that was appropriate time.
I am not washing fruit. I'm not. And me and the boy got into it the other day. He goes, wait, hang on. I'm like, hey, you want a grape? He goes, yeah, have you washed them? I'm like, the fuck would I do that for? He's like, well, you got to get all the stuff on them. I'm like, okay, hang on a second. Number one, I get these grapes. I put them in my basket, and I'm walking around the store. I'm having 6 or 7 before I get to the check stand. He goes, do you wash them? I'm like, no, I'm just raw dogging it in my mouth, bro. And he's like, oh, my God, how are you alive? And I'm like, well, this is how I build my immunity, right? I'm getting these germs, and my body's going, hey, okay, now I know what to do with this. And they bite it off, and they figure it out. And I'm, guess what? Fucking healthy. And so, yeah, I'm going to take
the
grape.
He finds out that you never put a Brita filter on that hose that you drank out of.
Right? Same fucking thing. It's the same thing. So, yeah. I am not washing. I asked him. I said, hey, you like bananas, right? He goes, yeah, I like a nice banana. I'm like, you washing that banana before you eat it? He goes, no, because I peel the skin off. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. So you don't think that you're touching that skin and then sometimes maybe touching your eye or maybe doing this or you know, rubbing your face or somehow, oh, maybe some banana fell off and you got to pick it up with your hands and now you're putting it in your mouth and then and you've touched banana skin that hasn't been washed. And he's like, oh. I looked at him and I go, oh, fuck, you're going to start washing bananas, aren't you?
This kid's going to start fucking wearing rubber gloves before he eats.
Dude, the best thing that he ever said to me, and this was during the pandemic, we went to a restaurant when they started opening restaurants back up, and we had to wear a mask from the entry to the restaurant and to our booth. God. And then when we got to the booth, we could take the mask off. And he looks at me and he goes, so let me get this straight. And I'm like, ooh, I like it, because he's a smart kid. He's a fucking really smart kid. And he goes, I have to wear a mask from there to here. But when I'm here, I don't have to wear a mask. So I'm safe. And I looked at him. I go, yeah, because the COVID lives not in this booth. It's over there. So you have to walk through a fog of COVID before you sit here. He goes, yeah, that doesn't make any sense at all. I go, it doesn't. And he goes, no, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. And I went, yeah, there it is. I was waiting for that. There you go. You're welcome.
There's only COVID by the tables for the with the poor people. We're in a booth like the rich.
We're just those tables that have chairs. Those have the COVID because they can't afford to not. We're in the non-COVID section. Oh, we're going to get the fucking blue thing again. God damn it.
It was non-smoking back in the day.
Right?
This was the non-smoking section. Non-smoking.
Yeah. Remember that? Oh, fuck.
I remember
the
Cracker Barrels. I don't know why.
Oh, my God. Dude, you'd sit down in this section. You're like, but I thought this was no smoking. Yeah, well, they can't smoke here. But I'm like, it's in my lungs. I can feel it. And they're like, yeah, but they're over there. I'm like, the wind's blowing this way. You haven't, like, thought about this at all. I mean, it's just, I'm downwind. It's like, have you hunted? Do you know how to hunt? It's like, I'm fucking I can smell that coming over here. You know, I know what that is, and that is cigarettes and bad decisions.
I know what I really remember.
And meth.
I really remember. Well, we didn't mention Cracker Barrel. You're right.
Cracker Barrel.
More than the restaurants, I really remember hotels. Do you want a smoking room or a non-smoking room?
Oh my god, dude. I travel, and you see this on our TikTok. You know, another week, another hotel. Some of these hotels I go to are a little bit older, and you can still there's still that lingering smell of cigarettes. Like there's a couple I've been to where I walk into the room, I'm like, okay, I know that you guys put a fresh paint on. I know this is new carpet. This used to be a smoking
floor.
But
it's here.
It lingers.
Every time
and
it was
that's the
yeah, every
line.
Time there was a smoking room, it would be a purple comforter as well, like a weird purple comforter.
So here's the thing. Okay, here we are. Many years removed from smoking floors and smoking rooms. Like I'm going to say 10. That's probably a good healthy number. I'm lowballing, right? The fact that I can walk into a hotel and go, "Oh shit, this used to be a smoking room." 10 years later, that has to tell you something. That guess what? I think cigarettes might not be good for you. If it stays in a hotel room for 10 plus years and I can still smell it, it's lingering in your lungs a little bit longer than that because it's a mucus and it's softer. It's not hard walls. We got this like soft tissue that just absorbs everything and just kind of just gets in there.
Warm environment.
Yeah. Enjoy the cancer. It's going to be fun.
My brother-in-law and sister-in-law bought their house like 3 years ago.
Are they married? Yeah,
they're married.
So to like different people? Because that would be. Wait, no, is it your? I don't know how.
You'll figure
like,
it out. You'll,
family
you'll get
trees
there.
And any of that fucking shit. I'm so bad at that. I'm so fucking bad at that.
Okay. It's my brother-in-law and sister-in-law. It's my wife's sister, so she's my sister-in-law, and now he's my brother-in-law because they're married.
Oh, okay. All right. Would you?
None of them are my brother or sister.
Would you?
No. Oh God, no. No, no, no.
No, he's not that cute.
Let me rephrase my answer. When they bought their house, the guy that they bought from was like this guy, and he walked around with an oxygen tank, a real grump up motherfucker. But he smoked constantly, and he only smoked in the master in the main hallway bathroom.
You can't get that.
So
you gotta take the walls
when they
out.
Got there, they didn't. They but there was like literally nicotine dripping from the walls. Oh, that's how much he smoked.
God,
quite literally dripping from the walls.
Dude, that's
they had to, like,
so
take like an actual squeegee and like actually get the fucking shit out. And it took him so like a year to get that smell out,
bro.
Of,
that's
like, actively trying.
Fucking why? You know what that reminds me of? That is like the same. That reminds me of, so you're talking about those non-smoking restaurants, right? I think that nothing screams a classy restaurant like the individual packages of moist towelettes.
Oh, that's class like, to you.
I feel like everything that we've just said, right? The hotel that still smells like cigarettes. Your brother-in-law, who you probably would. They bought a house and just nicotine just dripping off the walls. I feel like the next thing is like, just let's go to a restaurant, but it's, you know what? It's not a classy joint unless they have those moist towelettes. That's in the same fucking category as everything that we've just said. It is, dude, you have to be able to finish your meal. You got to pick up the little square, tear it off, pull out that smaller square that's damp, unwrap it, and then go, okay, cool. This is good for one hand. I have to use like three of those. I large hands. Apparently.
I don't think
I do, but I apparently have large hands. So it's I have to use three or four of those to fully do the job.
Yeah, and you always stuff them back in the original wrapping.
Oh yeah, you stuff it back in there and you try to put it back.
Same
like
establishments
happened.
That's got those triangle peg games. You know, the triangle peg games. You're like, fuck, I can't figure this shit out. Sir, can I interest you in the smoking or non-smoking section of the dining rooms today? I will take non-smoking section. And also, can I order my food from the kitchen that is also non-smoking?
Yeah.
That whole kitchen is just one cloud at this point.
It's just, like, oh,
that's going to soak in my meatloaf real good.
You're probably going to get some ash in your eggs. It's part of the deal.
Yeah.
It's part of the part of the experience is really what it is.
That's it. You came in here. It's Eastern Pennsylvania brunch. Okay. Like, it's not going to be great. You're going to get a little ash in your toast.
When was the last time you went to a Denny's?
I know that wildly well.
You know that story? You know that establishment? You know that that chain restaurant that has
Denny's,
the fucking thinnest bacon that I've ever seen ever in the history of bacon.
Dude, it's fucking see through.
Dude, that bacon is thinner than
once because we have IHOP.
Hang on. This is gonna be good.
Don't.
That bacon is thinner than your mustache. It is fucking.
Yep, so that it's gonna be good. Like the whole all of our fucking audience dirty. Knew that was coming. The only time I've ever been to a Denny's. I just got out of the hospital in North Carolina. Okay. And it was when my
is that when you shit your pants or shit your mouth? Shit your shit,
yeah.
Shit,
yeah,
shit
that's the
north. How do we what do we yeah. how do we say that? Is that a is
I
there
defied gravity is what I did.
Is there a medical term for that? Because I'd like to know the medical term. If we can find that out, somebody anybody that has
the
a shitting Google
part
machine.
Or like the whole what I had.
Yeah, what you had. Is there has to be a medical term for that. Is it was like shit autonomous northness?
That
mouthatosis shittedness.
So I finally got discharged because I lied my way out of the hospital.
Good boy.
And I told them I shit out of my ass and I flushed it. I was like, they're like, where is it? I said, I flushed it. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. I didn't know I shouldn't flush. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know I shouldn't flush my own shit. I was just in the bathroom. I thought it was going to be fun. I was just painting the bowl. It was all nice. I made a little Picasso, you know, just did some weird eyes and some funny places. And then I was going to take a picture of it, but I was like, you know, we'll just let this one go to Jesus. And I flushed the toilet.
Sorry, I get so much amusement out of that. So I we needed a ride out of the hospital, and the only one that was available was my wife's half brother. I don't know, it's her dad's new wife's son from a previous marriage. And he was like high as a goddamn kite. He picked this up and he's like,
that makes sense.
Like his 1994 Saturn that had a subwoofer in the back.
Yes.
And
I love it immediately.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I'll drive you guys to the airport if you take me to Denny's first. And I'm still dying. Like, I'm still not in good shape. And we're like, okay.
That's his requirement?
I sat in the booth at Denny's. I didn't eat. That was his only requirement. He just wanted to go to Denny's. So
he wants that Grand Slam, that $2.99 Grand Slam. That's what he wanted to drive you to the airport.
That's all he wanted.
Wow. So I remember leaving at Denny's.
We're like, here you go, bud.
So I remember I just started working. So I was like 15, maybe 16 at the time. And I was still seeing my mom's ex-husband.
Sexually or no?
No, not for me. And they weren't together. Well, he was my quote unquote father. He lived in Virginia and then he lived in Seattle. And I remember I went up there for a summer, and I think it was one of the last summers I went up there to see him. And we went to Denny's, and I remember eating, and the food was, it was low grade dog food, to be fair. And I remember like getting done
Kirkland.
And no, Kirkland actually makes some really good food. I appreciate their food.
They make great products. Okay,
yeah, really good stuff.
Kirkland
products. I gotta finish the story, and then we can talk about how great Kirkland products are. So we get done, and my quote unquote father, you know, pays for the bill, and I look down, and he left like a 12% tip. I'm like, we're at fucking Denny's and you can't even like knuckle up and make a 20% tip. It's seriously like $6. I don't want to break tradition
here at Denny's.
It's like, what the fuck is my mind was just, and this was kind of the start of all this. And I looked and I'm like, dude, I felt so bad. So we all walked out together. I'm like, hey dad, I called him dad then. Like, I gotta go pee. So I went to the bathroom.
No,
I
didn't go to the bathroom. You did.
I went back to the table.
No, I know, but some, you did some, that trick.
Yeah, yeah. I put more cash on the table and left that poor girl like a fucking decent tip. I was like, dude, how do you not? I mean, look, Denny's, and that was one of the last times. I think there was maybe one more time I went to Denny's, but that was one of the last times I went there. And the food's not great. I mean, it really isn't. But still, it's like, dude, these people are like busting their ass to give you the experience of Denny's, right? I mean, she was smoking in between
whatever that may
fucking
be.
Dropping off orange juice and pancakes. And I get that. I respect that. And you know what? You need to be compensated appropriately. And if you're not leaving an 18 to 22% tip, you're a cunt. And that's kind of how I feel about life. It's just, if there's bad service. So the only time I've left a bad tip, and I'll never forget this, is I was in Reno. We were at Circus, and I was there for a golf tournament when I was in college. And we walked in, and there's a place, and they had like this thing, and there's five or six of us. We walk in, and there's this guy comes around the corner. I'm like, hey man, nice shirt. And he goes,
nice.
And he goes, what? And I go, hey, can we get some menus? He goes, yeah, I'm on break. Okay, all right. So he like leaves, and then like minutes later, like seven, somebody comes up and they're like, hey, kitchen's going to close here pretty soon. I'm like, okay, what time is it going to close? They're like 8:30. I'm like, well, it's 8 o'clock. Do we have time? Can we make this happen? They're like, yeah. All right. So we order food, and it was seriously, we had to wave at somebody and be like, hey, excuse me. Hey, sir, ma'am. Every time to try to get somebody's attention, to get them to come over to see us. So I talked to everybody in our group. And this is back when people had coins. I don't know if you remember like change, like quarter. They had these things. It's really weird. They had quarters.
They click out quarters.
Yeah, they had quarters and nickels and dimes, which were worth 10 cents. And then they had pennies. So I talked to everybody in our group, and we had some coins. And I took all of the coins, which I feel like the total amount was $2.73, if I remember correctly. And I put it in the water glass. And I put my napkin on top of the water glass. And then I flip the water glass upside down really fast and put it on the table and pull the napkin out. And that was the only time that I've ever left a shitty tip. But the service equaled the tip. And just the fact that everybody was like, it's not my job. I'm on break. Yeah, fuck, let me.
You're on break at the end of your shift?
It's just everybody seemed like they were like they were put out. It's like, I'm interrupting your day to ask for, you know, a glass of water. I'm sorry that I've interrupted and disturbed the flow of your day for a glass of water at the place of your employment, where your job is to make sure that you're servicing a customer. And I'm in your restaurant as a customer. Huh. That's different.
What are some things what do you tip for, and what services do you tip for, and what services don't you tip for? Okay. So we know, obviously, food service you tip.
Oh, for sure. Decent service at tip at a restaurant, I'm tipping. I mean, my minimum is 18.
Car wash.
Are they drying my car for me?
They're drying your car for you. Through the whole thing where they wash it, you know, all the big rollers and whatever.
Sure, sure.
And at the end, they dry it.
Yeah, there's a bunch of gentlemen and a couple ladies out there that are just like, hey, I'm going to clean your, I'm going to dry your car off for you, sir. Would you?
Yeah, I tip for that as well.
Yeah, I definitely tip for that. Typically, when I get in those, okay. they're like, yes, I'm going to dry your car for you, sir. You want me to use the fine wax on your car? That's the accent of those places that I go to.
I didn't know you were going to that kind of establishment. I'm like, I go to the ones you're like, you want me to do it or you want to do it yourself? You could do it.
Oh.
Yours is a couple bucks.
Yours are so... That's New York. Right. See, that's the difference forward. Between California... Keep going forward. That's the difference between California and New York, right? In New York, it's like, yeah. Hey, you want me to do it? You're going to do it. I'll do it. You want me to do it? All right, just get out the car. I'm going to do it for you. And California's like... California is like, excuse me, you want me to drive a car? And you're like, yeah, okay, that's fine. I mean, everybody's like super polite and nice, and they have different accents. You guys are all aggressive, and everybody kind of has that same accent that is just, I feel like they've taken way too many steroids and and caffeine at the same time, and they're just hopped up, and they're just like ready to go. Like, hey, bro, you want me to wash this car for you? I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it right now. I don't have a problem. I'll do it. I'll do it. You're going to do it? I'm going to do it. I'll do it. I'll do it.
And then if you go, I'll do it, if you say, I'll do it, then they just stand over you and be like, you're doing it wrong. Got to yeah. do it that way, bro. Just give me time.
And then they yell at you.
You tipping at a full-service pump station?
What do you mean?
I got two more. A gas station. Full service, though. They come and they pump your gas. You tipping?
Oh, like in Oregon?
Yeah.
That's the only place I've... Yeah. That's it's like mandatory there. So no. It's part of your job. You get compensated for that. So nope, fuck off.
But we have... Do you have elected ones? Like, so some areas... Like
not on the West Coast.
90% of them are self-pump, and like 10% are like, we'll pump for you.
Okay.
And they would kind of expect a tip, but we don't have a tip.
Why, though? I mean...
I pump my own gas at the ones that they want to pump at.
Oh, you get yelled like, at in Oregon if you do that. Yeah, it's mandatory. Yeah, it's like a state law in Oregon. And they're like,
so is Jersey.
We don't want you to touch the receptacle that goes from here to here. We have to touch it. And I'm like, well, if you want to touch it, that's fine. And our gas prices are cheaper, so we're just going to fill you up.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
All right, just, so here's the hardest one. I got this one for you. Ready? This is the hardest one.
Okay. Strippers?
If you order food, right, you call up. Or where you do like an online order, or you call up an order for food, but you pick it up, but they always prompt for a tip. Like they put it in your face. Would you have to tip tonight? And it's like 15, 20, or 22% or whatever. And you click the button, or they have a small button that says no tip. You tipping for those? You're picking the food up, but you're ordering through their service.
Okay. So if it's a place where there's no one actually coming in and servicing me, like spitting on their, like servicing me, you're not going to tip.
Sure. So any kind of service.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So it that is a.
So if you pick it up yourself, no tip.
Yeah. No, because I picked it up myself. Fuck you. I drove here. I did this for me.
I did the work.
You haven't done anything. All right. You did is make food. You do that anyway. Yeah. So I don't. But
they shove it in your. They shove it in your face. It's like the three big buttons that say 15%,
no tip,
18%, or 20%, and then there's that little button that says no tip, and you're like, "Can we enlarge that?" I'm trying to enlarge the iPad. I'm like, "Does that definitely say no tip?" Okay, yeah, click that one.
Okay. Dude, I bought a hat the other day, and it said, "Do you want a tip?" I'm like, "No, the fuck you, no, you." I picked out the hat. I grabbed it off the shelf and came over here and said, "Hey, I want this." And the thing popped up and said, tip. I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind? No, I'm not tipping you for something I picked out. And I tried on.
I should be tipping the people that fucking make it in Vietnam. What are we doing?
I should get
here?
A fucking discount for this thing, for me doing all of the work. You didn't. There was no associate over there going,
no.
Hey, sir, would you like camouflage or would you like a standard black hat? Just or red. Fucking... I think red would go great and accent your anger. Would you like that hat? And I'm like, no.
It's
fuck
a fucking
you. Give me camo.
It didn't even Yeah, it didn't even fit my head. It's a goddamn snapback. Yeah. It's a one size fits all.
Okay, if you're taking a measuring like device tape thing and going around my head and going, oh, you're 7 1/4. I'm like, yeah, no shit, I'm 7 1/4. I've known my size since I was in fucking high school. It hasn't changed. Despite my ego, it hasn't changed. I still wear the same size fucking hat. So just give me the 7 1/4, fuck off, and I'll be on my way. And no, you don't get a tip. I'm not giving you a tip. I'm not giving you a goddamn thing. Well, she's cute.
And after I buy this, still, I'm leaving. Even though my head may be too big to get out this door,
I'm walking out of this bitch.
Oh, fucking Logan. I love episodes like this, I have to say. I fucking love episodes where it's a little change. It's a little change of pace. I like that. I like that so much sometimes. I no joke, I love episodes. Like, we sprinkle them in. We give you guys what you like. We give you the goofiness, the silliness, the jokes, and the writing and all, you know, all that shit. But sometimes we just want to shoot the shit and be a little serious. Talk about murdered 6-year-olds. And it's our fucking show. We could do whatever the fuck we want. For 97 weeks, we did this. We did this. You just listen in your car when you're pissed off at your boss. We did this, though. So we could do this. We make the rules. So stop emailing us some not nice things, okay? We could do whatever the fuck we want. So if you want to email us nice things or some mean things,
it's fucking
Logan, where could they do that?
Oh, shit.
Boy, we made this.
HMNSpodcast@gmail.com. Not org. I don't think Gmail has a .org. So I feel pick one. Pick one of them. Fucking, you're not smart enough to figure it out anyway. If you don't know that it's gmail.com, your email is going to get stuck in the ether and no one gives a shit about your opinion if you can't figure out that it's gmail.com, you fuck.
We're an hour and a half in, and this is his first rant. This is a different episode. Wow. Remarkable. Okay. Logan,
yes.
If they would like to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, or Twitter, where can they do that?
At HMNS Podcast. Hell yeah. Don't forget the TikTok. I don't know if you said that or not. We post some silly shit on that tiki-taki. I'm starting to like enjoy it a little bit. I don't know if you've seen some of the stuff
Your time.
It's fun. You know, I like, you know, being on the road and pointing out some of the funky, weird things that I see when I'm out there in the world. And thank you guys for,
I love every second of it.
Yeah.
Goddamn second of it.
Thank you. Well, I feel like the last one I didn't have pants on. So I feel like you really like that one.
Exceptionally well. Logan, would you like to do any more closing words right before we leave, since you were the one who brought us out? Until next time, peace out, everybody!